This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, it's Friday, which means I'm joined by the lovely and talented. She only needs to be known as the lovely and talented, like Prince. She needs no real name. How you doing, Elisa?
I'm good. How are you?
Didn't you say someone, who posted something on Facebook recently and said that you're the lovely and talented leader of the Superhuman
Nation?
It was
my birthday wishes. And I think it was, there's several Jeremys on Facebook, but it was, I think it was one of the Jeremys that said that I must have gotten a lot of birthday wishes because I'm the lovely and talented of a superhuman nation.
Yeah, there you go. And you did. So how old are you now, Elisa?
Do I have to say that on the air?
Well, how old were you? How about that one? Okay. No, you don't have to say it. Anyway, it's Casual Friday, and in traditional Casual Friday style, we've got a lot of great stories to talk about, none of which are more important than the fact that an actor who I am very fond of, Tom Hanks, has been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes.
Yes.
What's that about?
Well, evidently he's saying that it's because of him losing weight and gaining weight for several different roles.
But what role? Okay, I mean, I love Tom Hanks. I mean, if there's somebody said who's like one of the actors you'd love to meet in your life and Tom Hanks was one of the choices, I'd say him for sure. But what, I mean, he didn't do Raging Bull. I don't remember him ever putting on like 100
pounds. No, he lost a lot of weight when he played the guy with AIDS in Philadelphia.
Right, and then he lost a lot of weight for
Forrest Gump.
No, not Forrest Gump, the one where he was lost at sea.
Yes. Yes.
Right.
The one with the volleyball or the,
okay, so yeah. So yeah, right. And so what he's experiencing is what most Americans experience, and that is through the idiot style of dieting that people do, they lose a lot of muscle, and we've talked about this on the show. Muscle is metabolic currency. So if you want to remain insulin sensitive, focus on building muscle.
And that was Castaway, by the way.
Castaway.
He lost weight for that. But then he also put on 30 pounds for his role of the baseball coach in League of Their Own.
Yeah.
He put 30 pounds on for that. But anyway, so here's what he said. He told David Letterman that he went to the doctor and he said, you know, those high blood sugar numbers, you've been I'm sorry, my eyes are, evidently I need glasses now that I'm getting older.
those high blood sugar numbers.
I went to the doctor and he said, you know, those high blood sugar numbers you've been dealing with since you were 36. Now keep in mind, he's 57. Well, you've graduated. You've got type 2 diabetes.
Yeah. And interestingly enough, think about this. Mm-hmm. Think about the dereliction of duty of that doctor who monitored him for 20 years and didn't say to him something like, you need to cut back on your carb intake because you are becoming carbohydrate intolerant. Your blood sugar numbers are going high. This is one of my real big issues with doctors out there, that they just watch. It's almost like watching a child slowly roll their tricycle behind the moving car and not saying a word until the impact and going, ah, see, now you got hit. It's like, why didn't you say to do something in that period of time to him? That's a shame. Doctors really, these types of doctors who sit idly and act like there's nothing that can be done until you are clinically treatable, they should go to hell.
Well, and then the doctor says,
I believed in hell.
The doctor says to him, if you can weigh as much as you weighed in high school, you will essentially be completely healthy and will not have type 2 diabetes.
That's a lie.
Well, I mean, why is that his only advice?
No, and that's a lie, because if he's all fat and that weight, he's still going to be diabetic. The, you know, doctors like that should be stripped of their licenses. I got to tell you something. Because that's a terrible thing to allow a patient to go through for 20 years and then say something stupid like that. I just hope that somebody puts Tom Wise and gets some muscle on him and he'll become insulin sensitive again.
36 million people worldwide suffer from diabetes, with the vast majority having type 2 diabetes. In this article, the author of the article states that Halle Berry also has type 2 diabetes.
And he's wrong.
And
he's
you said he was wrong.
Yeah, she has type 1 diabetes.
She
was diagnosed with the when she was
19
years old. Right, and she's been on insulin ever since. But, you know, that's you know, they get their information. The Daily Mail is one of the articles, the earliest that I could find, where she was miscredited with having type 2 instead of type 1 diabetes. So, and, you know, none of us get through this life without some sort of problem, but it's how you address that problem. And needless to say, I am going in for surgery next week.
Yes.
On what my hamstring.
Nervous?
I am nervous, yeah. Yeah. I've done very well in my life to avoid surgery at all costs. And you know how I feel about hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
You can go into a hospital and come out sicker.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm happy to say that I'm going to go to Cleveland for my surgery, because that's where Dr. William Seeds practices, and I wouldn't trust my hamstring to anybody else.
Do you have to stay overnight in the
yes.
hospital? One night?
One night, Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the good news is I was all freaked out about anesthesia. And I had several people say on Facebook and in private messages, don't be afraid of anesthesia. What's the big deal? And I you know, and most of them said, you know, I've undergone anesthesia or my child has undergone anesthesia. And so I don't say anything back. But anesthesia, we did two shows several years ago about cognition and brain function.
Mm-hmm.
And both of these scientists who have nothing to do with each other, both doing research in the area of brain function and cognition, said the most damaging thing you can do to the brain is to anesthetize it. General anesthesia will take elderly people and push them right into dementia. I saw it happen to my own mother, had I not known, and I knew what the risks were back then, but she had to go for a pacemaker. Anesthesia is to the brain like blunt force trauma without the blunt force trauma. I mean, what it does to the brain basically is knock it out. And quite often, this could lead to episodes of delirium, losses in memory, and later on, years later, the onset of problems with your brain. And so I was actually thinking about not having the surgery until Dr. Seed said, no, you can get an epidural like they give to women during pregnancy. And, you know, I'm familiar with this procedure, and it's basically a way to block the lower body's pain, if you will, depending on where they insert the injection in the spine. And he said, no, well, you know, you get an epidural and you get a little sedative just to kind of mellow you out so you're not all fidgety and moving.
He probably got to give you a lot of sedative.
Yeah, because I'm pretty high strung.
So not to change the subject, but little Billy Seeds.
Yes.
He was in a competition.
So Dr. William Seeds, for those of you who don't know, I've talked about him on the show before. He entered a master's powerlifting competition up there in Ashtabula, Ohio. And the dude bench pressed 415 without a shirt in the master's division. Very, very respectable. Very, very strong guy. So his son, little Billy Seeds, who we've talked about on the show before, he wanted to get on in the action. He had been practicing for this, and he did a bench press with, I think, 50 or 55 pounds.
And he's 9?
Yeah, and here's the interesting story about this. His first two attempts, he totally missed. And then he and his mom, Jocelyn Seeds, had a little powwow. And he was inspired to do it for his mom, and he got up there, and everybody knew what was going on, and the applause broke out, and there's a video on Facebook of him.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's a very, very cool story. So he's already on his way to being a superhuman at 9 years old.
That's awesome.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Okay.
So anyway, yes, so that's it, my surgery. I'll keep you posted on my blog. I've actually asked Dr. Seeds if we can use the video cameras in the OR. If I can have the video of the surgery, and he said yes, so I'll bring a little thumb drive with me, And other than my naked behind, we'll make sure that some of this ends up on the internet so you guys can see me under the knife. And there you go.
Okay, so just real quick, I want to talk about some research that some college students from Connecticut did that shows that Oreos are just as addictive as drugs in lab rats.
Well, actually, heroin they compared it to, right?
Well, it was heroin and morphine.
Yeah.
And so evidently, interestingly enough, the rats went for the middle portion of the cookie first before anything else.
The sugar, sure. It's the most concentrated. But it's just, isn't that interesting? When I did eat Oreos, I always went for the cookie. I didn't like the sugar.
They used Oreos because it's supposedly the most popular cookie.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like Oreos.
I mean, I like them. I like the chocolate cookie. I don't like all the sugar. In fact, I've always done the opposite of what everyone else does. I unscrew it and throw the sugar away and just eat the cookies because I like that part better. But sure, I mean, this is, you know, reproducibility of a study is really a well-established way of knowing that, hey, this is really the way it is. And we've seen how sugary foods act like drugs over and over again now. And how people still don't get it is beyond me. And why isn't the FDA coming out and going, you know, oh, sugar is a unregistered drug? Well, you know, I mean, they come out against everything else. Oh, no, you can't say walnuts are heart healthy. But sugar is performing like drugs. And the FDA is sitting back going, well, that's okay because our big clients sell a lot of sugar. So we don't want to piss them off.
It said that their study basically tells them how many cells were turned on or in a specific region of the brain in response to the drugs or the Oreos. They found that Oreos activated significantly more neurons than cocaine or morphine.
Yeah. And now think about this. A lot of heroin addicts love to eat Oreos. No, I'm not kidding. So you talk about stacking two drugs. Very, very interesting. Okay, we have to take a quick commercial break. We've got lots of good stuff to talk about today. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
Carl Lenore.
I want to live longer. I want to be stronger. I want to be healthier. And I want everybody to come along.
Calling out the daytime television quacks.
I want to see Dr. Oz do those things in the gym. He's out there telling people how to be stronger, be healthier, look better, live longer. Let's see him put himself to the test. Let's see any of these people do the things that we do in this audience here.
Motivating the people.
We are the true superhumans.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all change with the Quest bar, not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit anabolicminds.com today and get into the action. anabolicminds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. CanSea.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount. A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to the BlueprintBulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on SuperhumanRadio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Lisa's looking at me like I'm crazy because I'm dancing.
Dancing in your seat.
Welcome back. Okay. What do you want to talk about first?
Well, on the heels of talking about the Oreos, I just thought this was interesting. There's an article that says one serving of Nutella has as much sugar as 5 Oreos. So my question to you is, so if this has as much sugar as 5 Oreos, it must really be addictive.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's why Nutella now comes with a syringe.
And they market Nutella as being healthy.
Yeah, because of the...
Because it contains 94 hazelnuts in each jar.
Well, and I'll tell you something else about Nutella. If you subscribe to some of the things that are promoted over at Life Extension Foundation, the consumption of refined sugars with saturated fats is where saturated fats go bad. In other words, refined sugars cause a hyperoxidation of saturated fats and make saturated fats dangerous for the body. So if that's the case, then things like Nutella, which combine otherwise healthy saturated fats with refined sugars, are disease providers. So there you go. And that's something that Ori Hofmeckler subscribes to, too. Ori's usually a vocal opponent of eating saturated fats with refined sugars because they're very dangerous for you. And that's pretty much a consensus out there now.
And one serving size of hazelnut spread, which is 2 tablespoons.
Right.
There's 5 hazelnuts, skim milk powder and whey powder, 1/2 teaspoon of palm oil, cocoa powder, and 5.5 teaspoons of sugar.
Wow.
Five and a half teaspoons
of sugar. Each teaspoon is 4 grams of sugar. So that's almost 25 grams of sugar.
21 grams.
There you go.
Boy,
that second grade math really paid off, didn't it? Almost 25. No, 21. Oh, yeah, that's right. That was close.
I've tried Nutella before, and it upset my stomach.
Yeah, well, sure, because it's all garbage.
Mm-hmm.
It's all
garbage. It did.
And you don't even know the quality. You know, one of the things about hazelnuts, anybody who loves hazelnuts, which you know, I love, hazelnuts are one of those nuts that go bad easily. They become rancid very, very easily. What do you think that the quality of hazelnuts they're using in Nutella are the highest quality possible? You think they're sitting on a dock in a burlap bag in 100-degree weather and then being hyperoxidized on the way to the Nutella factory? They just grind it up anyway. So I'll bet you those are rancid hazelnuts they're putting in there on top of it.
Probably so. And just real quick here, there's 200 calories, 12 grams of fat, and 21 grams of sugar per 2 tablespoons.
Yeah, it's garbage. It's garbage.
So, interestingly enough, while we're on the subject of food, Pat Robertson, there's an article here that says, Pat Robertson reveals how low-carb diets violate God's principles.
And, you know, and when I heard this, I said, well, of course, because in the Bible it says things about giving us our daily bread. And so Pat, being the brilliant thinker that he is, critical thinker that he is, he obviously figured God meant low carb is bad for you. So here's an interesting audio clip. Listen to Pat Robertson pontificate about nutrition I mean, he's almost brilliant. Sit back and really enjoy this here.
When your body burns this stuff with no carbohydrates, what happens is you build up the clinkers and you get swollen joints. You get gout. You get all kinds of problems where you ache like crazy. Now, I know everybody, I mean, they thought Atkins was wonderful and they've got all these scientific tests. But that's the truth of it. If you don't have some carbs in there, the carbs are the fire that burn everything completely.
But it sounds like that's what they've discovered, is that there are carbs that are good carbs that you add to it.
Not really. They're not adding anything. I mean, this thing is almost totally fat and protein, and you can eat cheese and you can eat a lot of bacon and so forth. But sooner or later, it violates the principles that God set down.
Violates the principles that God set down. God said, don't eat low carb. In fact, it was the 11th commandment, but unfortunately they ran out of stone, so they had to just go with 10. Pat Robertson is a buffoon. I'm sorry. What are clinkers?
What are clinkers or clankers?
Clinkers
is that?
Yeah, if you don't eat carbs, that's what causes the clinkers. Well, clinkers actually, I think Adele Moose is listening from Munster, Germany. Clinkers is a technical term found in physics. And basically, clinkers is to physics what the neutrino is. But instead, clinkers is actually, means I don't have a clue of what I'm talking about. So I'm going to throw this word in there called clinkers, and that covers everything that I may not know what I'm talking about.
It
clinkers.
Causes gout and swollen joints.
He's an idiot. If anything, the poor man should only know that the information he's giving his followers is so bad, because we know that grains are associated with rheumatoid arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
Shame on him. But you know what? What do you want? I mean, you got a guy who follows, you know, a fairy tale and promotes a fairy tale. And what do you think? He's going to pay attention. I know there's a lot of science out there that shows that the Atkins diet is good. But the science is wrong because I say so. Because clinkers. I use the clinker amendment here to repudiate anything that science says. The guy's a buffoon. Really? Do people really take nutritional advice from him? Elise is holding her tongue right now. You feel like I've really gone out there on the limb right now with this?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that some people don't think it's a fairy tale, that what he represents.
Yeah, I know. I know that.
Some people don't feel that way.
I know. I'm sorry.
No, you don't.
You know what? I've had dealings with Pat Robertson and his son many, many years ago when I was in the travel business. They put together a multi-level marketing scheme called American Benefits Plus that they had to abandon when 60 Minutes went in there and did an expose on them. So I know how corrupt they really are.
Well, I believe that he's corrupt, and I think he's really off base trying to give people nutritional advice.
Yeah, yeah.
But
that's where I should have stopped.
So some people believe in the fairy tale.
Okay, and I support that. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if I insulted anybody. I take it back.
Okay.
Anyway, what are we going to go? Save me, Elisa. Let's change subjects.
Next subject. Okay, speaking of controversial, we'll talk about this story next.
Yes.
Have you guys seen the What's Your Excuse Hot Mom picture?
Maria Kang.
Maria
Kang. I applaud
Kang.
Her.
You know, she looks really good. Actually, Carl and I watched a news clip of, she evidently lives in the Chicago area.
Right.
And some local news people came out and
followed her.
Followed her and kind of talked about how she got so fit and what she does. And she is one of us. I mean,
you know what's really funny? So we watched GMA or something one morning where they were like ripping her up, or maybe it was someplace else we watched. Oh no, we're watching on YouTube, and a lot of the celebrities. Who's the Asian girl who said, "Well, she obviously doesn't eat."
Oh, that was one of the girls from
Chin, something Chin, or
not The View, but one of those other type shows. It's
yeah.
A talk show that. That's on during the morning, and she's an Asian woman, and
yeah.
She did say.
She said, oh, well, she obviously doesn't eat. Well, if you would have watched the documentary, kind of mini documentary they did in Illinois about her, she eats like 1,500 to 1,800 calories a day, probably 800 calories more than that Asian spokesperson this
year. And she eats fiber. She said she eats 5 or 6 times a day, and she actually had food that she had prepared. She cooks on Sunday. She puts it in containers. It's in her refrigerator.
Right.
And then the woman asked her in this clip, she said, well, what about, like, if there's leftover food from your children that you want to eat yourself and it's unhealthy? And she said, well, I don't give my children unhealthy food, because the woman said, like, a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And she said, well, she said, I use almond butter and agave syrup on Ezekiel bread. So if there's a little bit left over, I don't feel guilty for taking a bite.
God bless this woman. And you know what? So wait, I want to talk more about her. So, there was another reporter, someone else on a blog said, well, she obviously doesn't spend any time with her kids. This is all she does. See, this is people who don't prioritize their lives differently. They have to say, well, she's negligent with her children. So they showed how she works out. And guess what? Her kids want to work out with her. And she, first of all, she trains first thing in the morning while the children are still sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Then throughout the day, she does things, activities where she incorporates the children into the activity. So she's actually giving the gift of physical culture to these young children, along with the gift of eating healthy to these young children. I say that those out there who do not do these kind of things for their children are really the ones that are harming their children, not her. She's giving her children fantastic gifts through messages, through actions, through do what I do, not what I say, instead of do what I say, not what I do.
Well, and she also said in the clip that when she takes the children to, say, for example, to the playground, while the children are swinging, she will do, you know, instead of sitting
push-ups.
There on her iPhone, she'll do push-ups or she'll do body squats or something like that.
Yeah, she's,
while they're there in the park.
Yeah, she's not sitting there with all the other yentas talking about, you know, last night's TV show or how come their husband is upsetting them. She's actually staying active throughout the day. And she has this beautiful board that she keeps on her kitchen wall.
And she writes everything down.
She writes everything down. So mm-hmm. It's right there in her face. I don't see that she's doing anything wrong. If, in fact, those of you out there who are spurning her because of her hard work, you ought to join in.
Well, I have a comment here that I just copy and pasted from one of the comments of all of, I mean, this picture has been viral on Facebook. I think it got like 12,000.
12 million.
Oh, is it 12?
Oh, no, comments, you mean. 12,000 comments.
12,000 comments.
Yes, I'm sorry.
It said that on here she's talking about how everybody's situation is different. And then she's saying that her children are probably being taken care of someone else while she goes to work
right out.
And she obviously didn't watch the same video clip that we did. And then she says that it's being crazy selfish trying to get on some magazine or social media site because you look like you can juggle it all.
And
well,
that's
she is
not,
juggling
yeah,
it
but,
all.
But, and you know what? No, you know what's selfish? Selfish is leading a really crappy lifestyle, being lazy, and teaching your children those habits. That is selfish.
Those with kids know that she can't do it all. And besides, people have plenty of excuses of their time. Are they really valid excuses?
Okay, and here's another thing that someone said. So somebody said, well, I heard her husband doesn't work, like implying like because he's home, he helps her out. Now, if that is in fact the case, that's wonderful. But if in fact the idea that she has more time on her hands and that is what leads to her success, then the myriad of people out there on social programs who don't work should be the leanest ripped people in the world. They mm-hmm. should be the healthiest people in the world. And in fact, it's quite the opposite. They're the most obese and sick people in the world. So what it really comes down to is not how much time you have and not what resources you have and not whether you have children or not or juggle a career or not or have a job or not, have a clean house or not. It's whether or not it's important for you to be healthy, to be strong, and to convey that message through action to your children. And if it's not, then you could have all the time in the world on your hands and you'll just be a big fat slob. And I'm sorry. I used to be a big fat slob. I know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. It's all the haters. I want to have her on the show. I want to have her on the show because I want to deliver her to an audience that will embrace her message. Look at Dr. Cassandra Forsyth Pribadic. I mean, she was working out. The little baby was watching her. She got her figure back. Look at Aaron Singerman's wife, Darielle Singerman. She bounced right back from a pregnancy. And you know what? These people aren't selfish. They're not isolated. They're not like living in a bubble. They work. They do all that. Dario helps Aaron with his business. She helps run his business.
Yeah, she looks great. We saw them when we were down in, when we were out in Vegas.
Yeah. I mean, my God, you know what? It's a matter of priorities. If it's not important for you to be healthy and to communicate to your children how important it is to be healthy by your actions, then that's what's going to happen to you. That's mm-hmm. it. We have to take a break.
Okay.
I have to take a Valium. We'll be right back.
He's exposing the man behind the curtain in the organic discussion.
Whole Foods is getting prepared for this onslaught of new customers by finding ways to fool them into buying things that aren't organic, thinking that they are, which is the way they led into the industry. Back in the day when people remember Whole Foods, there were people that were going in there and going, oh, well, this is all organic. I bought it at Whole Foods. And, oh, no. They do sell conventional stuff there. They do? Yeah.
Exposing the myths in our grocery stores.
And then Whole Foods started labeling it more clearly what was organic and what was conventional. But there was a whole period of time where people were buying what they thought was organic when it wasn't. And they were charging more. Whole Foods prices was a conventionally grown produce, similar price to what other stores were selling organic, and that made it even more confusing for the consumer. They thought, well, how can it be? I just paid $3.45 for a pound of apples. That's what that store sells organic. You're telling me I bought conventional apples? Yep, you did.
Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio.
Extreme Formulations is the only company with a dairy protein product with a disclosed 50% whey to 50% micellar casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It comes in 9 amazing flavors, including the newest lemon pie and butterscotch. Get free shipping on any order size inside the USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ultra Peptide 2.0 banner ad now. Canadian listeners can also get free shipping on 2 or more jugs of Ultra Peptide 2.0. Don't wait too long because this special won't last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad today. Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. Are you still putting toxic toothpastes in your mouth? Still brushing with sodium lauryl sulfate, which is related to canker sores and gum recession? You've heard a lot of people in the Superhuman Nation talk about how much they love Aura MD. Carl and Elisa won't brush with anything else. Now get a free bottle of Aura MD and see what all the excitement's about. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aura MD banner ad today. You cover shipping and we'll give you a free bottle for first-time customers only. What are you waiting for? The best toothpaste alternative is just a click away.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Well, that's odd.
What happened?
It says the music is playing, but it's not. So we'll just hit stop.
The music
is
playing.
So we came back without music. How do you like that?
It's playing in your head.
Yeah, it's playing in my head. La, la, la. Welcome back to Super. Let's see why it didn't play. Hold on a second. Let me just see something. Wait. That doesn't want to play. It must be a bad, it must be a corrupt file. That's the only time that happens. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. That was an odd transition, wasn't it? Anyway, so the first thing I want to talk about is the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia has become the first hospital in the nation to disallow the use of dietary supplements with their patients. I'm shocked by that.
That's terrible.
I don't understand why they've done this, but they cite the fact that dietary supplements are not regulated enough by the FDA and therefore pose a risk to their patients. Unlike pharmaceutical drugs, which are regulated by the FDA, which never hurt anyone at all.
Administering these medications, particularly to children with serious health complications, is unethical when the risks are unknown and when there are alternative treatments that have been proven in clinical trials to be safe and effective.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
You know what's interesting? Some of the things that they cite as being popular amongst their patients: melatonin, echinacea, chondroitin sulfate, glucosamine, coenzyme Q10, milk thistle, and probiotics. And they are not happy about this. They're not happy about it. In fact, they have a very limited list of vitamins at acceptable doses that they recommend patients stay within. And if the guardian of a patient insists, they make them sign a disclaimer saying that they waive any rights they have to any problems that the child has in the hospital, which no parent is going to sign. So they basically strong arm the parent or guardian to abandon their position about healthy dietary supplements. And I find this laughable when so many drugs today that are being used in hospital settings also have class action lawsuits out there trying to pin down the pharmaceutical companies that distribute them because of death and illness. And they have no problem administering those drugs, which have well-known negative effects. And the FDA not only approves them, but has the ability to remove them from the market if they're dangerous, and they don't. And yet, they're afraid of supplements like chondroitin and glucosamine. Are you serious?
It says in order to be included in the CHOPS, which is short for
Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Thank
formulary,
you.
All products must follow similar guidelines as for FDA-approved medications. If able to meet these criteria, pharmacy will stock and dispense as a formulary medication, avoiding the need for a waiver. The product must have adequate safety and efficacy data to support use for the requested indication, including data in pediatric patients. Well, there's not any data.
Yeah, or there's very little. Let's say that. There's very, very little. I mean, pharmaceutical companies can afford to do the kind of research that costs millions of dollars because they then, in return, get millions of dollars a thousandfold back for the products. Who's going to do a research paper on chondroitin and glucosamine when you get $25 for a bottle of it and raw materials cost you $18? There's no margin for these companies to do this kind of research. So it's a catch-22.
This is terrible.
It is terrible. It's terrible, and it's just and shame on the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Shame on them for clearly showing their bias towards pharmaceutical drugs that do harm because the FDA provides oversight. The FDA does nothing good for us, nothing at all. It's sad. So there you go.
We've been talking a lot about water fluoridation lately, and someone posted this on my wall. Fluoridated water is public murder on a grand scale. And that was said by a person by the name of Dr. Dean Burke.
Mm-hmm.
And evidently, Dr. Dean Burke has 34 years at the National Cancer Institute.
Really?
Uh-huh. In point of fact, these are quotes of his. In point of fact, fluoride causes more human cancer deaths than any other chemical. They lie like scoundrels. Talking about the National Cancer Institute.
Oh, really?
When you have power, you don't have to tell the truth. There's a rule that's been working in this world for generations, and there's a great many people who don't tell the truth when they are in power in administrative positions.
Well, and this is a good point. So we did a TV show for Superhuman Television not too long ago because we're reaching a mainstream audience that's never heard these discussions. We talked about fluoride. Excuse me. And come to realize that fluoride causes birth defects, it causes infertility problems, and lowered IQ in children.
Yeah,
no one's talked about that.
We talked about that. Okay, so then he said, fluoride amounts to public murder on a grand scale. It is some of the most conclusive scientific and biological evidence that I have come across in my 50 years in the field of cancer research. Again, his name is Dr. Dean Burke, and he was with the National Cancer Institute for 34 years.
I mean, I commend him for coming out. I commend him for coming out. I mean, it's brave of him. But you know what's going to happen?
What?
They're going to discredit him. They're going to say, well, he was fired, or he's disgruntled, so he's lying, and we're not. Truth is on our side.
I keep going back to staying away from fluoridated water.
Well, and you know what else? You know what else has been associated with fluoridated water? For those of you who have never heard this before, precocious puberty. So we have young girls who are getting hair on their vaginas and growing breast tissue and having periods at ever younger and younger ages. Well, guess what? This happens at a very, very rampant rate in communities where the water is fluoridated and children are drinking or consuming a lot of fluoridated water. And so parents will say, well, I don't let my child drink from the tap, but I do make hot cocoa every morning and I boil the water. Well, guess what? Boiling the water concentrates the fluoridation because the fluoride doesn't evaporate with the steam that comes out of the boiled water. So basically you take, let's say, for the lack of better terms, a half a liter of water and reduce it to a third of a liter of water. Well, all the fluoride that was in that half a liter is still in the third of the liter, so you have a higher concentration. And then people say, well, I don't use tap water for anything, but do you go to restaurants? Restaurants use tap water to make soup, to make the tea. They put tap water on your table. Fluoride is a drug. It's the only drug that is delivered mass in our water supply. Think about this. Think if they started giving antidepressants that way. They just said, well, a little antidepressant in water. And, you know, so you drink more water than I do, you're getting more antidepressant. There's no control on the dose on top of it.
There's studies going back to the 1950s.
56, actually.
That show that fluoride is not effective in preventing dental caries.
Right.
And that it's bad for human consumption.
The study that was done in 1956 was done by the Department of Human Health that showed that fluoridated water, because don't forget, all water wasn't fluoridated yet then. Communities where water was fluoridated, women were infertile at a greater rate.
Well, and also, why are they taking fluoridation out of so many of the countries over in the European Union? They're taking it out.
It's gone. In fact, Ireland, in 2007, Ireland had a study that they suppressed that showed that fluoridated water did not prevent tooth decay and was dangerous to the human condition. They suppressed it until this year. As of this year,
we talked about that last
on the
casual
TV
Casual Friday.
Okay, I'm sorry if I'm repeating myself. But when you think about it, now Ireland is moving to get fluoridation out of their municipal water. They now have 73% fluoridation, and they're moving towards zero. So isn't it interesting that no one in our government is having this discussion with us? Oh, that's right. They couldn't have the discussion. They were busy closed down. I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat. You need to be outraged about the government. If you're a Democrat, be outraged about the Republicans and the Democrats. And if you're a Republican, be outraged about the Republicans and the Democrats. There's not anybody up there that's serving the rest of the people here in this country.
Okay, so Con Santori
Davidson. Yes.
Posted yesterday an article from Science Daily, and the title is herbal weight loss supplements, energy drink associated with liver damage and liver failure.
Right.
So my question to you is, and then Adele posted a lot of different things that have been in the news lately.
Mm-hmm.
There's obviously a campaign to stop everybody
discredit supplements.
And what did you think about this article?
Well, I don't necessarily disagree with everything, because we do know that there are supplement manufacturers out there who use questionable ingredients that do harm.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not saying
they're like the one bad apple in the barrel, because they make it bad for everybody else.
Yes. So I think that people should take this kind of information with the same grain of salt that they take pharmaceutical drug information. You know, Vioxx killed 55,000 people, but that doesn't mean that all drugs do that. So, but they don't. The media comes out against supplements way, way harder than they do about pharmaceutical drugs. Now, I could be wrong, but SlimQuick was the diet weight loss drug that was being hawked by the Kardashians. That was the husband of one of the Kardashian sisters. One of the business deals he put together was SlimQuick. I'm almost positive. I could be wrong. Maybe I'm wrong about this. Maybe it's a similar name. But, you know, and the other thing is, one person losing their liver and tens and tens of thousands of people not having any problems at all is not the end all and be all to how safe or unsafe a supplement is. Because if that was the case, none of the pharmaceutical drugs would be safe today, because somebody always dies from one of them.
And they're stating one case in each of
That's what I'm saying.
They're stating, yes, they're only stating one case.
Yeah, I mean, let's see the gravity of it. If you see a large number of people having the same problem, yes, you have an issue. It could be that that one person has some sort of liver problem to begin with. Maybe they have a problem and they can't clear this stuff or anything else out of their liver. So, but no, you'll never see them treat supplements the way they treat pharmaceutical drugs. Never, never, ever, ever. They're always going to make the supplement industry the worst example. We actually have to take a commercial break.
Okay.
You're listening to Casual Friday on Super Human Radio. We will be talking about GMO foods when we come back, I believe, right?
Yes.
Oh, so stay tuned, because if you think I'm hot now, wait till you hear me next segment. We'll be right back.
He's asking the hard questions.
Where are the convictions for the drugs that are being used right now that are killing people?
The government is too afraid to answer.
You see all the attorneys, hey, if you develop cancer after taking this supplement, call our law office, because we got a class action suit coming together.
Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On Superhuman Radio.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the product you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge page banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount. You already know that Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein powder from Amish grass pasture fed cows right here in the United States. Well, it's their second anniversary bonanza sale. Now you can get any number of 5-pound jugs of vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, or plain and save 20% when you use the coupon code ANNIV20. There's never anything artificial in Whey Natural USA. Sweetened with stevia and real cocoa, strawberry, or vanilla bean. It's the best, period. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today. If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Hey, the music worked.
Yay.
Welcome back. Okay, Elisa, what are we going to talk about first?
Well, I want to talk about the March on Monsanto.
Because we talked about it on the last Casual Friday that
because
there was one coming.
It was happening on October 12th. It was in St. Louis, actually. It was all over the world.
Right.
But they were organizing it from St. Louis, which is the headquarters of Monsanto. And I said, I wish we could go.
Right.
Because St. Louis is so close. But anyway, so I had not heard one thing about it when I was planning the show. I thought, well, I'm just going to Google March on Monsanto and see what I can find on it.
Right.
And one of the only media outlets.
Actually, the only media outlet.
That had anything about it was Al Jazeera.
Think about that for a second, right? So we say, oh, you know, Al Jazeera, corrupt, and, you know, they hate Americans and all that sort of stuff. The only news outlet to talk about the most recent march against Monsanto is Al Jazeera.
That's crazy. Why?
Now, it was totally blacked out here. I mean, it wasn't even on Facebook or anything.
No, they took the Facebook page off.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So there was a total concerted effort by every single outlet that delivers news media or the ability for people to communicate with each other to remove any information about the march against Monsanto on the 12th of October. I mean, was it September? October. I'm sorry.
October.
Think about that. Think about how strong Monsanto is to get a complete media blitz blackout.
And that's scary to think that someone is so
strong.
Yes.
The government isn't even that strong. The government is not even that strong. If the government was that strong, nobody would ever found out who Monica Lewinsky was. So think about that. That's how powerful Monsanto is. They have black ops people working for them now. How scary is that? You will eat genetically modified food and you will shut up.
Well, they won't eat it in their own lunchroom.
Right, exactly.
In their own cafeterias.
Yeah, isn't it interesting that all the organizations and individuals who would force Americans to do certain things won't do it themselves? They don't have genetically modified food in the cafeterias at Monsanto in St. Louis. And politicians can opt out for Obamacare. Think about this for a second. Think about, well, you have to do it. No, we don't. We don't have to do it, but you do. We don't have to eat genetically modified food. And you know what else? So I was reading an article that you sent to me, Elisa, that the Grocery Manufacturers of America has launched a new GMO fact website. So people can go there and find out that GMO foods are good. The technology requires few pesticides, less water, and keeps production costs down. When I read the article, I was flabbergasted because it is patently untrue. First of all, genetically modified foods cost more money per acre to grow than conventional foods and only yield a very insignificant amount more of bushels per acre than conventionally grown. They cost more because farmers have to buy their seeds every growing season. They can't reuse their seeds. And because the weeds have gotten so strong that they have to keep using more and more glyphosate to accomplish the same job. This was evidenced in a study done in 2007 that showed that in just 6 years, the amount of glyphosate sold to U.S. farmers had doubled to 185 million pounds. Yet the number of new genetically modified crops did not double, meaning that farmers were using more per crop. And for those out there who say, well, it's our responsibility to feed the world, I say, go ahead and feed people whose only option are those foods or die. Feed it to them. But wait a minute. But for the rest of us, we want labeling. And if genetically modified crops are so good, why wouldn't Monsanto want to say, this is GMO, we are giving you manna from heaven, this is great stuff? No, instead they spend hundreds of millions of dollars blocking the labeling of GMO foods.
Which, by the way, there's a vote coming up in November in Washington State.
I hope, but you know what? Look at every place else. Even Rand Paul, I have a different opinion of him because he punked out when it came to stepping up and talking about GMO labeling.
You know, what's shocking to me is in this article it says that more than 200, I knew that farmers in India had committed suicide because of losing their crops because of Monsanto seeds.
Right.
But I did not realize that more than 250,000 farmers in India committed suicide because of that.
A quarter of a million? Is that got to be wrong.
It says more than 250,000 farmers have committed suicide in India after Monsanto's BT cotton seeds largely failed. Many farmers left in desperate poverty decided to drink Monsanto pesticides, ending their lives.
You know what? Okay, so the grocery manufacturers of America would have you believe that GM crop technology requires fewer pesticides, is more robust, blah, blah, blah. But here it failed. It didn't grow in India at all.
No.
So it
largely failed.
I don't understand how Monsanto is so powerful and produces such crap. I mean, these politicians out there are so corrupt today.
Okay, so you're talking about how we have, not you, but people are talking about how we have to have Monsanto to feed the world, right?
Right, right.
So my uncle posted on my Facebook wall the other day, urban farming, how one man and his children have produced 6,000 pounds of food on one-tenth of an acre of land.
Wow.
And that's largely for themselves. They do sell some leftover so that they can have money to buy the supplies that they need, like rice and oats and things like that.
Right.
But for the most part, they grow everything that they need. They have rabbits, they have chickens, and they have livestock on their one-tenth of acre in California.
Right. But meanwhile, we need all this other crap to feed the world.
That was my point,
yeah,
yes. They've 6,000 pounds of food they grew in 1 year.
Unbelievable. And isn't it interesting? The world that we want to feed has rejected genetically modified foods. Just about every country has rejected genetically modified foods. So the world that we're trying to feed is saying, no, don't feed us that. We don't want that. Feed it to the Americans. They're stupid. They sit still while the government tells them what to do.
They make biodiesel fuel with used vegetable oil. They're trying to live sustainably.
That's wonderful. They are doing it, obviously. It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And then another recent study shows that, and both, interestingly enough, the two key scientists quoted in this information, Dr. Stephanie Seneff and Dr. Don Huber, have both been guests on Superhuman Radio, which makes me just feel great. It just shows that we're really on the pulse of all this, right? That glyphosate may be leading to Alzheimer's disease by depleting zinc. It depletes zinc not only in the flora that it's used on, but it depletes zinc and binds up zinc when you consume it as well. And those who think that they can wash the pesticides and herbicides off are stupid, because it's absorbed through the root systems and becomes part of the flesh of the a vegetable or fruit that you're eating. So they're now saying, wait a minute, there may be a linkage between glyphosate use and Alzheimer's development because of the ability to bind up and eliminate zinc from being absorbed by the body. And apparently there's a linkage to zinc and Alzheimer's disease. Now, we don't want from this is a group of people starting a zinc advocacy group and saying, well, now all the answers are just to take lots of zinc because all of these minerals must be taken in proper amounts and ratios with each other. So you can't ignore any of them, not zinc, not magnesium, not potassium, nothing. But the bottom line is glyphosate may be causing zinc depletion in humans. That could also be part of the reason why men have low testosterone levels. We know that zinc increases testosterone by a down-regulating aromatase enzyme. What if that's also leading to the rampantly low testosterone? We're seeing hypogonadism in young men. We can't figure out why it is. What if it's the glyphosate? We know that they found it in all that urine in the German population in cities way away from the farms. But yet, we're allowed to keep spraying more and more of this stuff. People have it in their garages. They spray it on their weeds outside. The kids go out and play. They get it on their skin. I mean, it's shocking. It's shocking. So, anyway. But then again, I can't be mad because the government's been shut down for the past 16 days. So what can they do about any of this?
Oh, you asking me? Am I supposed to be answering?
Yeah, it's a rhetorical question, I know.
Do you think that fasting has a remarkable beneficial influence on brain health?
I absolutely do. I think from a variety of different ways, by stimulating autophagy to clean out debris from cells, metabolic debris, but also I think it shifts you into ketosis. And we know that ketones seem the brain almost becomes euphoric in the presence of ketones.
Speaking of which, we have that seminar on Monday night.
Yeah, Monday night. Ketogenic Diets for Dummies with Dr. Dominic D'Agostino. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that should be fun.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. I think everybody should know how to get into a state of ketosis once in a blue moon. It's very, very good. I don't think it's something you should live on. We actually have to take a break.
Okay.
What are we going to talk about when we come back?
When we come back, we're going to talk about breast cancer awareness. This is October, which is Pinktober is what people are now calling it.
Is it Susan G. Komen that started the whole pink thing, or was that before that?
No, it was Susan G. Komen.
Yeah, we have to talk about that because, interestingly enough, you don't hear of them anymore. You're listening to Casual
you
Friday.
You don't hear of them anymore?
No.
Sure you do.
No, they're not out there in your face like they used to be.
Oh, yes, they are.
Are they really?
Yes.
Okay.
Whatever. I was at the store the other day, and they had all these. It was a cosmetic store, like Ulta is the name of it.
Right.
They had all these pink things everywhere, and they're asking every person if they want to, while they're shopping, checking out, if they want to donate money to the Susan G. Komen
really?
For the cure. And I said no, and people around me would look at me.
How terrible you are.
Mm-hmm.
You have breasts. You should donate money. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There's something comforting about knowing he's out there.
Government is in place because it assumes that people are too stupid to care for themselves.
By your side.
Government has to take up the parental role of teaching people what to do.
Fighting the good fight.
Government has to get out of people's pantries, first of all. They can't legislate health.
He's Carl Lenore on Super Human Radio.
Are you still putting toxic toothpastes in your mouth? Still brushing with sodium lauryl sulfate, which is related to canker sores and gum recession? You've heard a lot of people in the Superhuman Nation talk about how much they love Aura MD. Carl and Elisa won't brush with anything else. Now get a free bottle of Aura MD and see what all the excitement's about. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aura MD banner ad today. You cover shipping and we'll give you a free bottle for first-time customers only. What are you waiting for? The best toothpaste alternative is just a click away.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever
silver dime for your business.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
What the heck is going on today? Why isn't the music running? Oh, I know why. Because I didn't click it. I'm too busy reading articles. Sorry. Welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. I was looking for an article about Susan G. Komen on the Susan G. Komen website, so...
I can't believe you haven't seen it. I mean, they had a walk for the cure here.
But
in town.
Are they putting their name out there as boldly as they did before? Are they taking a lower profile since getting all that heat?
No, they're not. They're still as bold as they were. There's pink everywhere.
Yeah, and they're the ones who started that
Kentucky Fried Chicken has pink buckets for their chickens.
Is that pink buckets or is that the blood seeping through the cardboard?
No, it's pink buckets. I saw that on it. I didn't actually eat the chicken. I saw that on a commercial.
Elise is eating KFC.
No, she's not. Okay, so let's talk about breast cancer awareness.
Yes.
I just want to mention this before we talk about Susan G. Komen. I saw on MSN an article about new options for breast cancer. Mm-hmm. So I went through some of the new options. There were like 8 or 9 of them. And there was nothing on there about the ketogenic diet. There was nothing on there about anything nutritional or exercise. It was all about drugs and radiation and chemotherapy.
Right.
There evidently is a new drug called Exemestane, EX.
No, it's not new. It's been around for a long time. It's an aromatase inhibitor.
Well, that's been around for a while.
Oh, yeah. Bodybuilders have used it. Yeah.
I thought tamoxifen is what they used.
No, they use a lot of them. I mean, some people use Exemestane.
Well, they said on this that it was new, and they compared this to tamoxifen.
Yeah, it is comparable to tamoxifen. Yeah, it is.
Bone density, because I guess you get an increase in density in your breast.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing this through mammograms.
Mm-hmm.
Doing one dose of radiation during a lumpectomy. Do they even know that you have breast cancer during the lumpectomy?
I don't know. They're taking it out. Lumpectomy means they're taking the lump out.
Right.
But
so
they're going to do the radiation
just in case.
But keep in mind that radiation destroys the woman's heart. That's been shown.
It was all about drugs and chemo and radiation and mammography.
Well, so I went to the Susan G. Komen website just now to search for the word ketogenic, ketone, ketosis, or anything. Nothing came up. So just on a hunch, I searched for ginger. And they come up with a really well done article on ginger. And they list all of the things that ginger has been evidence-based scientific evidence of what ginger is good for. Nausea, antiplatelet agent, because it thins the blood. Chemotherapy-induced leukopenia, which is a drop in white blood cells. Exercise recovery, hemorrhage, high cholesterol, hyperglycemia, knee pain, migraine, motion sickness, nausea and vomiting, osteoarthritis, painful menstruation, rheumatoid arthritis, shortening labor, urinary disorders, and weight loss. Meanwhile, the largest body of research on 6-gingerol is on cancer prevention, how it prevents, reverses the growth of tumor size. That was one of the first studies that I found years ago. And how it's oncoprotective and how it reversed leukemia and how, I mean, there is so much evidence that ginger is beneficial at protecting against and even in some cases reversing cancer. There's a company in Canada called Dalton Pharmaceutical. They're synthesizing 6-gingerol. It's being used along with chemotherapy. But meanwhile, it's completely missing from the list given on Susan G. Komen's website. You have to wonder why. Could they have ignored all that science by accident, or do they not want people to know that it has oncoprotective elements to it?
Did you know that the Komen Foundation owns stock in General Electric, which is the largest maker of mammogram machines?
Yeah, of course.
They also own stock in pharmaceutical companies such as AstraZeneca.
Hmm. Isn't that a conflict of interest for them to be a nonprofit organization owning stock in companies that thrive on breast cancer?
Guess what AstraZeneca makes? Tamoxifen.
Right. Isn't it a conflict of interest for them to be involved with those companies?
Well, evidently not. Between the year of 2009 and 2010, their assets were, let me find that.
$390 million.
And the breakdown, 20.9% of their funds reportedly went to research for the cure.
The smallest amount of money.
The smallest think about that. Amount of money.
20% of, so every time you donate $10 to Susan G. Komen so they can find a cure for breast cancer that killed your loved one, $2 goes to research and the other $8 goes to them, to their stock, to their payroll, to their offices, to their flights, to all the things. And I'm sure they donate money to politicians too.
$531,924 goes to their CEO with an additional $27,000.
I wish you would have said when they said to you, would you like to donate $2? Would they ask you, how'd they ask you again? What'd they say?
Would I like to donate money to Susan G. Komen? They didn't ask me an amount.
I wish you would have said no, because only 20 cents out of every dollar actually goes to cancer research. And the women to the right and left of you probably would have went, you know what? I changed my mind. I don't want to donate any money to them. What a fraud organization they are.
If you look at the amount of salaries from the top management tier, I mean, they're all in six figures, all of them.
Of course.
$400,000, $300,000, $200,000, all of them.
And don't forget, the girl who started Susan G. Komen, the organization is named after her sister who died of breast cancer. If her sister could come back from the grave, she'd probably pull her hair out. That's terrible. 20 cents out of every dollar goes to cancer research. And the rest of it goes to fund the organization. Think about that. Next time somebody asks you to donate money to Susan G. Komen.
Okay, so if their mission is to find a cure,
yeah,
it says here over half of their money goes toward screening and making people toward awareness and screening. So are they doing that so they can profit from the screening?
Well, sure, because they have stock in those companies. Of course. If you could get money And if you could spend money to tell people to use products that you've invested in, wouldn't that be a wonderful thing? That's what they're doing, and they're taking other people's money to do it. It's a disgusting organization. How does anyone in Congress not launch an investigation on this nonprofit organization? You know what nonprofit means? People think nonprofit means that everybody's volunteer. No, it just means that after all the payroll, after all the operating expenses, after all the things that you use, that you donate to research, there's no money left. All nonprofit means is you better spend everything you're making. There can't be any profits. That's what it means. So more people take money out of the organization, so there's no profits. Anybody who runs a business knows that Profits are what are left over after operating expenses, after payrolls, after cost of goods and everything else, advertising, and then whatever's left over is profits. And the Susan G. Komen, they organization, they just spend every penny, so there's no profits. It's a joke. People think nonprofit means, oh, these people are doing wonderful work and they're doing it for free. Uh-uh. They're making a lot more money than you and me. Think about if you could start a nonprofit organization. Let's say you're the Joneses. Help the Jones family. Nonprofit. And you just take all the money and spend it on the Jones family and go, well, there were no profits left over, so we're living up to the rules and regulations of a nonprofit organization.
So the Susan G. Komen says that they provide millions of dollars to fund research.
Yeah.
So there was a blogger who was diagnosed with breast cancer that decided she was going to dig through the research and find out what grants they really did,
invest their money in.
Yes,
and what
yes,
grants,
yes, yes.
Right,
thank
right.
You.
What they funded.
Okay, what they funded was 10% prevention, survivorship 9%, biology 33%, treatment 22%, early detection 15%.
But see, here's why none of that even matters. Looking at those percentages, you may think, well, they're doing good things. But that means that they collected $500 million, let's say, and they only spent 20% of that, or $100 million, on the mission of the organization. That's wrong. That is so wrong.
Another point is they receive over $55 million in annual revenue from corporate sponsorships.
Yeah. Who
like
knows corporations?
Like health-minded companies such as Coca-Cola.
Yeah. Because,
Kentucky
you know,
Fried Chicken.
Yeah, those companies are doing great things for health in America.
General Mills.
Yeah, yeah, right.
All of them are trying to fight the GMO labeling also. Well, yeah. Not KFC, but General Mills and Coca-Cola.
You know what? It's a disgusting situation, but it's no different than anything else that goes on in this country. So why are we surprised? All I can tell you is be smart. When somebody comes up to you and says, hey, I'm going to walk on behalf of Susan G. Komen, will you donate a dollar a mile? And I would say no, but I'll tell you what I will do. Find me a family that's struggling with breast cancer, and I'll just give them $500 because that'll be more than they'll ever get from Susan G. Komen.
And just this, I should mention this. Susan G. Komen spends nearly $1 million annually suing small charities for using the word cure.
Yeah. They're disgusting. But you know what?
You know what? They're just like Monsanto.
But when you get enough money and you're powerful enough, Like who said that a little while ago? And then you can lie about things and you can just bully people around. That's all it is. Mm-hmm. But you know what? You are not bullied if you don't donate money to Susan G. Komen. Find a better way to give your money to somebody who's suffering with cancer. God, help pay their doctor bills.
Right.
Susan G. Komen. What a joke. What a joke. Well, that's okay. Okay. What else, Elisa? Where are we? Let me see what time it is. Oh, we have to take a break.
Okay.
Where does the time go, Elisa? I want to talk about. Do we have more to talk about cancer awareness?
No,
breast cancer. But it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. That means that you should be doing digital exams of your breasts. If you're squeamish about that, let your husband do it for you. That's all.
Actually, thermography.
Yeah, thermography is the best.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to squeeze you in between those two plastic plates.
Well,
and
there's no radiation.
And that's the other thing, too, obviously. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back. Can we talk about the airline seats? I want to talk about that.
Okay.
Stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday. We'll be right back.
He's keeping tabs on government health agencies.
It's called the Environmental Protection Agency.
Carl Lenore.
Where is the protection?
Superhuman Radio.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Are you still putting toxic toothpastes in your mouth? Still brushing with sodium lauryl sulfate, which is related to canker sores and gum recession? You've heard a lot of people in the Superhuman Nation talk about how much they love Aura MD. Carl and Elisa won't brush with anything else. Now get a free bottle of Aura MD and see what all the excitement's about. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aura MD banner ad today. You cover shipping and we'll give you a free bottle for first-time customers only. What are you waiting for? The best toothpaste alternative is just a click away. At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman. Human Radio.
Welcome back. So I got a lot of heat on Facebook right now.
About?
So I posted my status this morning. I said the U.S. government is shut down for 16 days. They collect an average of $10 billion a day in taxes. So since they were shut down and couldn't provide the services they were supposed to, will we be getting some of that tax money back as a rebate? And obviously, you can tell exactly where people fall on this. I am not, I'm not a partisan person here. I'm not saying Republicans or who shut it down. All I'm saying is if the government was shut down, then shouldn't we get a rebate on the money that we pay taxes for, since they're not providing that service? I mean, if you have a gym membership, and by no fault of yours, they're closed for half of the month, and you pay $30 a month, shouldn't you get $15 back or charge you $15 less moving forward?
Yes.
Okay. Well, why isn't the government doing that? And it's amazing how I've gotten flamed by some people, and a lot of people are supporting me as well. But it's just a simple question, and they turn it into a political dogma thing. Well, the Republicans did this. Well, the Democrats are doing that. It's like that has nothing to do with the discussion. All I'm asking is, if government is shut down and they collect the same amount of money anyway, then how did we save money? How did the shutdown save money?
No, they're saying it cost money.
I know. And how does that happen? So if you have a company and you fire half your employees because you can't afford to pay them anymore, but yet you spent more money, wouldn't you go, wait a minute, something went wrong with that plan? I don't know. You know what? I don't understand government because government does not operate logically. And I tend to be a more logical person. But anyway, okay, so let's talk about something else that is really, really funny as far as I'm concerned.
Well, evidently the airlines are either making their seat, they're making their seats smaller,
mm-hmm.
and they're also making them thinner.
Right. They're going to have
taking some of the heavier
smaller form factor.
Smaller foam.
Form factor, right, exactly.
And they're taking the magazine rack the magazine pouch.
Yes.
They're moving it from being in front of your knee up higher so that your knee has more space.
Right.
But the big thing is they're making the seats smaller.
Narrower, smaller, and with less materials.
Yes. So
because we talked, I don't know, did we ever talk about this on the show? We have a friend that's a pilot, and he said that, you know that little, case of soda, it's got 4 6-packs in it, so that's 6, 12, and it's 24 cans of soda in it. It costs an airline in fuel to transport that 24-pack of soda from the East Coast to the West Coast on regular flights, something like $16,000 a year. Now, think about that for a second. So anytime an airline can shave some weight off of a plane, it saves money. And given the current obesity epidemic, they're looking for ways that they have control to shave weight off of the plane because people aren't shaving any weight off. So they're going to make the seats out of less materials, and they're going to make the seats smaller to fit more people so that they can get more airline dollars for flying across the country, which makes perfect sense. But here's the thing. People are going to be much more uncomfortable, but more importantly, those of us out there who tend to be wider than the average person, we're going to have no choice but to buy 2 seats now. And that's what I think they're going after.
It says here that United says this is going to make their airplanes 1,200 pounds lighter.
Bingo.
Southwest says that the weight savings is cutting about $10 million per year in fuel spending.
Bingo. Bingo. Oh, awesome. I think it's fantastic. I'll tell you what else I heard they're doing. I don't know if it's true or not. But you know the airplane restroom? They're going to take the toilet and the sink and combine it into one unit. To save. So before you flush, you just dip your hands in and rinse them off, and then you flush.
There's a guy here who's 6'3", says that it's very uncomfortable on anything longer than an hour.
Yeah, I believe it. I'm going to be terribly uncomfortable as well.
In this article, they did not mention the weight of a person at
well,
all.
Well, and see, and so this is how we do things in America. Nobody wants to address the real problem because we may hurt a feeling of one person or a particular vocal group. So instead, they're going to make everybody uncomfortable. When the easy solution to this is, hi, Mr. Jones, you're flying to San Diego today. Great. Step on the scale. Let's say you weigh 340 pounds, so your airline ticket is $900. Why is it so expensive? Well, Mr. Jones, you are the weight of the average two people, so you have to pay twice as much. Well, that's terrible. You're being discriminating. You're discriminating against me because I'm fatter. No, we're discriminating against you because you weigh more, and it costs more to fly your big ass from one place to the other. Why should the thinner people pay as much as you? So instead of saying that, they're going to make everybody uncomfortable.
Well, that's just like what I said earlier about one bad apple is going to destroy the whole bunch.
Exactly.
That was a song, wasn't it?
Yeah, by Michael Jackson. But you know what? I think the easy solution is to have an airline come forth that has the courage to do the right thing and say, hey, guess what? We're going to start charging based on your cost of flying you from point A to point B based on your personal weight and your luggage weight. Just like the package industry does. And you know what? They will have lots of happy customers, and those other airlines will have all the overweight people complaining that they're being discriminated against because the seatbelt isn't 96 inches around. Just one airline, please, step up. You'll find all, because I'll fly that airline, I'll pay less. Anyway, okay. Let's talk about something else that could save a lot of money.
New blood testing.
This is so exciting. This is so exciting, and it's something that we will probably not see happen in our lifetime because of the corruptness in Medicare and Medicaid. Okay. So talk about it. This young girl, she is – let me see where her name
is. She didn't she go to college, but she dropped out of college?
19 years old, dropped out of college, and then ends up all these years later, Elizabeth Holmes – running a biotech company that has just raised $100 million because she has a way to do blood tests so quick and so cheaply and conveniently, where you could go to the average Walgreens and have your blood tested without a prescription or anything else, and it would cost about $5 to do the blood tests that places like LabCorp and other organizations charge 10 hundreds of dollars for. It could potentially save Medicare and Medicaid like something like $160 billion. But Medicaid and Medicaid don't want to hear about it.
They don't want to go for it.
No. No. You see what I'm saying? So those of you out there say, well, it's not the government's fault. It's not all about the government. It is about the government. Medicaid and Medicare like that $160 billion that they collect for these things. They don't want to give it up, even if it saves people in this country money. Because it's like a business going, well, we did $150 million last year, but this year we're only going to do $60 million. Wow, something went wrong. No, in government, that's a good thing. When you have to downsize your department and you take in less money, that's a good thing in government.
The Medicare and Medicaid have virtual monopoly on many health services. Medicare sets fees according to a clinical price scheduling, a price control system with little transparency on how it sets up these schedules. The only thing we know is that they are heavily influenced by a committee of the American Medical Association, a group which in turn is heavily subsidized by payments provided by a government-enforced medical coding monopoly.
Right. So here's a perfect example of how this stupid system works.
It's
all about protecting their money. They never, look, government never gives money back. They never shave. When they say we've cut the budget, they don't mean that they've cut it from last year's budget. They've reduced it to what they expected it to be next year. That's all they do. It's all nonsense. The American government through Medicaid and Medicare, pay the highest price for pharmaceutical drugs of anybody. Now, think about that. They're the largest consumer, so they should get discounts based on volume, but instead they pay the most. Ask yourself why this American government hasn't gone to the federal, to Congress and said, we want out of this stupid regulation that makes us pay the highest price for pharmaceutical drugs. You know why? Because they don't want to piss off the pharmaceutical industry, because each and every one of these politicians gets support from the pharmaceutical industry.
You can go to Walgreens with the prick of a finger, get a complete blood count for $5.35 with this system.
Right.
And yet it's not, nobody's going to go for it.
No. No. Nobody's going to go for it.
You can on a whim go in and get your vitamin D tested for $2.70.
Right.
To make sure that your levels are where you need them to be.
Yeah, and the other thing is the medical orthodoxy doesn't want you knowing these things. They don't want you taking control of your own health. Because think about it. Then you don't need your doctor. You don't have to go to your doctor. Keep in mind, most insurance companies only pay for one blood, routine blood test a year of whatever. But maybe you want to go 2 or 3 times a year. Well, the insurance company says, no, we're not paying that. Well, who would care if you only paid $2.70? That's a Starbucks coffee. I'll go test my own.
Fasting glucose, $2.70.
Well, that you could do for free at home if you have a glucometer.
Right.
But I mean, a CBC, to go in and pay $5 and change for a CBC and walk in, they prick your finger.
They warm your hand up, then they prick your finger.
Yeah, they're doing it. They're doing it somewhere in Palo Alto right now.
In
they're
California.
Testing it. Yeah, in Walgreens.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I want this to come. I'll do this. You know what? They're going to find out that a lot of people are willing to pay out of their own pocket to do these tests themselves. So, but Medicaid and Medicare will turn their backs on this and turn their backs on saving you, the American public, billions of dollars. Think about that. It's so disgusting. I mean, I just can't tell you how frustrated I am. Okay.
Okay, you want to go to listener questions
yes,
and comments?
Yes, yes, yes. Let me get the email out here. So who do we have here first, Lisa?
Okay, first there's a question from James Godden.
Godden, okay.
Okay. Let me.
My wife just had a miscarriage. I'm so sorry. Other than emotional support, is there any supplements or foods I can tell her to eat to help her, aid her healing process or something to that effect? Thanks. Well, I mean, really, just, I don't know that there's anything you can do to help her with the healing process, but I think there may be things that you can do later on when you get ready to try again. Thyroid function has been linked to miscarriage, as well as certain hormones like progesterone levels and so on. So obviously getting some blood work done prior to trying again. Keep in mind that vitamin A status aids in cell differentiation, through stem cells, and a baby is just a bundle of stem cells.
Did you say it's his friend's wife?
What did I say?
You said my wife. It's my friend's
wife. Oh, yeah,
wife.
My wife. My friend's wife. I'm sorry. Had a miscarriage. Well, I'm sorry for them anyway. But I think that right now she should probably eat what is considered a healthy diet amongst this audience here and get some blood work done prior to trying again. Make sure your thyroid is functioning properly. Make sure all the sex hormones are where they belong, progesterone especially. You know, and also make sure she's not getting a lot of fluoride in her diet, because that's
really
been linked to both miscarriage and infertility. You know, it is, you know what? The problem with a question like this, Elisa, you know what the problem is? There are so many insults in our environment today. It's hard to say, well, just do this or just do that. I mean, she could work at a company where she's exposed to toxicants. She could have problems with her digestive tract that are causing endotoxemia. There's so many things that she could be affected by that all come down to this environment that we have pooped in since the early 20s. With chemicals and poisons and everything else. So I'm sorry. I'm very, very sorry for her.
This came from Diana Carl. Diana Carr. It says, "Hey, Carl, I just got off the phone with Dr. Roland Thomas. Amazing and generous man.
Really nice guy.
He offered me a bottle after I told him about your show. He was very compassionate and willing to work with me on a regular basis. Not only that, he is sending me the F3 formula rather than the F2. I'm willing to go in for at least a year of supplementation for this product. I'm very excited to see the benefits. Thank you so much for exposing me to this."
And not enough people are taking advantage of the bio superfood, this microalgae. I mean, I've been fasting all day today. I've taken 6 caps already, and I can tell you that, well, you can hear from my energy levels. I mean, I am not waning at all. Stuff's amazing. It really is. And it's one of those things where it's hard to put your finger on what it's doing because it does so many things.
Mm-hmm.
And more people need to take it seriously. This one comes from Thomas Penser, who is a big fan of the Blueprint Power Hour as well. He says, "I've been using Aura MD for a few weeks now. I love it. I will never go back to regular toothpaste." So the Aura MD promotion for a free bottle ends very soon. So if you are one of those few that just haven't, like, you know, I don't care. I'm just going to keep using my toothpaste. It's too much of a pain in the neck to order. The bottle is free. I think shipping it is a few bucks.
And I just want to mention, my niece and nephew come over periodically and spend the night with us. They tried it. They loved it.
We had to get them bottles.
We had to get them bottles. They were so excited when we gave them their bottles. They loved it.
Yeah. It's great stuff. I do not brush with anything else. I don't.
And they're 11 and 14. So
and
if you have children.
I was just going to say, if you don't get it for yourself, get it for your kids, because all the research on fluoride shows that 14 good studies were done that show that children who receive regular fluoride in their diet, whether it's water or toothpaste, have lower IQs. Help your kid be smarter. Get them a bottle of Aura MD. If it's free, go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad today. What else do we have, Lisa?
That's it.
It's been a great show. It's been a great week. I may be off for a couple days next week, as you know, because I am going to undergo surgery to repair my hamstring so that I can get back into the gym and lift just as heavy as I ever have. Elise is probably cringing right now because she's like, why do you have to lift heavy in the first place? So I have to.
That heavy, 750 pounds.
Well, you know what? It's strength is intoxicating and addictive. It is. It really, really is. That's the only thing I can say. I love being strong, but I am definitely going to think about backing off at least for a while until my leg is healed properly. So
that's a good idea.
All right, well, listen, thank you so much for listening, and we will see you next week with more Superhuman Radio.
You usually say bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
They say that tough love is sometimes the best advice. Well, he's got the toughest love.
Why you should not drink diet sodas, it's very, very simple. If you don't subscribe to the idea that they're toxic, fine. Then subscribe to the idea that they cause a derangement in insulin response. If you don't subscribe to that, fine. Then subscribe to the idea that they spike insulin. I mean, it's like, do whatever you want, but why do we need science to tell us to stop consuming more chemicals? Are you really that pathetically addicted to something that's not good for you? Then say it. Say, I'm addicted to these things and I can't help myself. I know they're bad for me. I'm going to keep using them, and then we don't have to do research.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
He's your personal watchdog.
Is anyone...